WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Divided College Station City Council has sided with the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow the construction of apartments on the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery facing FM 2818. The council's 5-2 vote and the P&Z's 6-0 endorsement followed a staff recommendation against the four-story, 142-unit complex. Jerome Rectorick seconded the motion to approve the project.
This property, in my humble opinion, is not conducive to any type of commercial activity that a suburban commercial zoning would facilitate. And I'm not concerned about the height of the buildings because FAA is going to control that for you anyway.
Julie Schultz voted no to apartment due to apartment traffic using 2818 to get in and out.
I know they're going to try to make it safer, but in good conscience, I can't go with putting another 142 cars through there, especially since there's really not a true road. It's just going through a parking lot.
Blanche Brick joined Schultz against the project, which will include a 25-foot buffer between the apartments and the cemetery. In other business, the council unanimously approved closing a loophole in development regulations sought by owner-occupants of single-family homes in older neighborhoods as protection against the construction of stealth dorms. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization wants your feedback on the third version of their 2050 major thoroughfare concept.
Our population is expected to more than double by 2050, and so we need to figure out today where we want to have roads so that as development occurs, we can begin to establish rights of way.
Executive Director Dan Rudge says the come and go meeting is from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center, and several MPO representatives will be on hand.
When people come to the meeting, expect them to meet people that are ready to answer their questions, talk to them, and listen to them, because we really feel that's the most important thing we do as part of this process.
You can view the current version of the map online at bcsmpo.org. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting includes possible action to repair waterways hit hard by flash flooding almost a year ago.
The council's consent agenda includes a $94,000 study of erosion problems along Burton and Briar Creeks. If approved, consultants will look at Burton Creek erosion between Rosemary and East 29th off Carter Creek Parkway and above Villa Maria. Consultants will also survey Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located on Apple Creek Court and Cherry Creek Circle. The study will also include a contract to design repairs behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle, where erosion's collapsed a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the home's foundation. In addition to the erosion study, city staff will present the next capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper says that includes several drainage projects.
Things like culvert improvements in North Bryan along Steel Creek, storm sewer improvements in areas of town, including Melba Circle, Wayside, Carter Creek, Hillside, Bristol, Esther, just to give a few examples.
Casper on WTAW's Infomaniac says if the council approves, those projects will be scheduled between the years 2018 and 2022. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The interchange of FM 60 and 2818 by Easterwood Airport was closed for about 1.5 hours yesterday afternoon following a crash. College Station police are still looking into the cause of the collision of a Texas A&M truck and a semi. College Station firefighters had to force their way into the truck to remove the driver, who was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. One state lawmaker thinks they are on their way to passing the fewest number of bills in a legislative session.
And as people like limited government, the process has worked to their favor.
Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station on our show says that includes the fewest number of bills signed by the governor.
The governor has only signed 6 bills, and only one of those is a House bill.
Cassell, who is in his third term representing the district from College Station to West, looks for an interesting stretch run to the end of the regular session at the end of this month. And state lawmakers heard arguments yesterday to the state taking over control of ride-sharing companies.
It does not have a fingerprint background check requirement. San Antonio city lobbyist Jeff Coyle told lawmakers under their city rules, there's an optional background check, and that's worked out well for them.
When we did town hall meetings, what we found was that for some passengers, it was very important that their driver be fingerprinted. For others, they didn't care at all.
Lawyers for Uber are in strong favor of the bill. They pulled out of Austin over mandatory fingerprint background checks. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will be building in for today and for the weekend. It'll set the stage for lots of sunshine and some rather warm temperatures, especially by Mother's Day. All that sun today, well, it'll lead to a high of 80 to 85. It'll be breezy, especially this morning. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 85. Clear tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny 85 to 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:13, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Time for our food segment. Next time you reach for the salt shaker, ask yourself this question. How much better would my life be if this were a smart salt shaker?
Uh-oh.
A company called Smalt.
Smalt.
Okay. Smalt salt shaker that lights up and can deliver the perfect measure of salt when you pair it with Amazon's Alexa and you tell the shaker how much you want.
Wow.
I feel like technology just makes things more difficult sometimes.
I'm thinking so. It can keep track of how much salt you're using, and by the way, it lights up.
Ooh.
My thought is if you're in a restaurant or someplace you're not familiar with, you open the palm of your hand, and if you want to use, you know, shake it into your hand.
And if you're real fancy, you don't even have shakers. You have like little bowls and little spoons.
Yeah, that's right. I can do that for grinders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any of those things. So.
I feel like you'd spend more time programming the thing
than
you would.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And again, it keeps track of it.
I was going to say that's the only I could see if you, I mean, if you're just on the kind of health, you know, regimen where you have to track your sodium to that level.
Use a salt substitute.
There you go.
That's what I would think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and that's fine. They didn't tell us how much that cost.
Live a bland life.
There. Burger King bringing back one of their most popular limited edition menu items.
Oh, that the black bun?
Mac and Cheetos. Mac and Cheetos. The handheld snack, which features a crunchy, and I had never seen these before, okay? So I went up to look at the YouTube. Okay. You know. Let me grab a call here. Well, I'll see. Hello.
I'm ready for them to. Stop worrying about salt and pepper shakers. Where's my bed from Fifth Element where it just goes in and comes out made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Make it easy for you. Okay. Cheetos is an interesting, it's an interesting brand. It really is. Now, I don't like the puffy ones, first of all.
Oh, I love the puffy ones.
Do you? Really? Yes. Rather than the tiny
more than
one,
the
right?
regular
okay.
ones. Yeah.
Right. So, they were just, I mean, they're an annoying little extruded snack, okay? And they put that yellow stuff all over your fingers, right? And then, of course, you can't lick it at the beginning because then that just makes it worse for the rest of the meal.
Really, you're like scraping it off your fingers.
Yep. And if you're a guy, you're going, okay, where the hell am I going to clean this off with when I get done? So, you know, you got to stop and wash your hands or something.
Oh, man.
But, you know, they make that their whole deal. And so I'm looking at this video on YouTube of these people eating these things, which, I don't know, I guess they're probably 3 inches long. They look about the size of a large lipstick, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's about it. Well, and I don't know, I wasn't paying attention, but do you get that stuff on your fingers from these?
Probably.
These are, you know, these are globs of macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm, coated in like...
That are coated in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just thinking, and...
Cheese on cheese on cheese.
And deep fried.
But the deal, yeah, okay, and you're right. Okay, so the Cheetos outside layer and the mac cheese inside, first introduced in June 2016. This round of mac and Cheetos will also only be available for a limited time starting May the 18th. So,
ooh,
all right.
Mark your calendars.
Right around the corner.
And again, most importantly, at participating Burger King locations.
Now, better be here in BCS.
Well, and if it's not, see, they need to let you know, because if so, you're going to have to be mentally prepared to drive to Huntsville.
Exactly.
Or Conroe or whatever you're going to have to do to
or
do
to
that.
Or to just miss out on the mac and Cheetos.
That could be that, too. Because, again, isn't it probably okay... Macaroni and cheese. It's not like your mom made.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to be fast food macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
It's deep fried.
Yeah. And
covered in Cheetos.
So that makes it perfect. All right, then there's this. Inmates at the Cook County Jail in Chicago can now order pizza directly to their cell.
Oh, good.
Maybe that'll cut down on the shooting deaths, right?
No, because they'll be like, oh, we can just go to jail. It's fine.
That's right.
Deliver pizza there.
We won't miss anything. The pizza is actually made by inmates right in the kitchens of the jail facilities. You can use commissary cash or pay for the pies, which run $5 to $7 each. The sausage pizza is an inmate favorite.
Of course it is.
Well, yeah, as opposed to the cheese. Okay, you get cheese or you get sausage.
Well, protein.
Whatever. So anyway, revenue from all the deliveries will go toward training felons as chefs so they can get jobs once they get
okay.
It. Yeah, fine. All right. Yeah. That's
Hey, okay. This was a cool text message we got earlier, and I just hadn't had time to get to it. But one of our listeners is headed to the University of Houston commencement today. Their son is graduating from law school, and the speaker is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
They had McConaughey a couple of years ago.
Okay, okay.
And caught some heat for that.
Oh, well,
but still,
bringing in Arnold.
I think that's a great idea.
Yep. Yep.
When it comes to your college career, hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that's that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's good. Now I'm glad.
And then someone else texted in and said, a friend and I have solved the Cheetos problem. We use tongs.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, I can remember we saw a thing about these people had come up with food tongs,
one
on your index finger and one on your thumb.
Okay.
See, and then you just put
kinda
them
like
on like
corn
that.
Cob holders, right. But for your fingers.
And I think that one of them may have had even a little spike in it, and the other one wasn't, so you could grab something so you can actually hold it in place.
Finger tongs.
I wonder if you could use that fork or whatever that McDonald's was coming out, the fry fork.
So did that happen?
We had one here.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Did we?
Yeah, Katie had one.
Didn't even see it.
And did we think that it was actually a very revolutionary
thing?
No,
it was completely useless.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of what I was thinking, too. All right. Hey, this is kind of okay. Aspiring engineer lit up her high school prom by making her own light-up gown.
Cool.
Making her own. Teen Vogue tells the story of 17-year-old Claire Smith, a member of the Girls Who Code in Maryland, decided to show off what she had learned by copying the illuminated Zach Posen gown from Claire Danes worn at the Met Gala 2016. The result, a perfect pink strapless copy complete with LED lights that she stitched into the dress using conductive thread.
That's so awesome.
It really, really is. In order to do this, she used Flora, which is a wearable technology platform, sewed into the dress that she got from a nonprofit organization, Cinderella's Closet.
She definitely lit up the room when she walked
in.
Hey,
that's it. All good, though. That's great.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Of course, then there's this. There's the high school student from Arizona. He's a senior from Prescott High School, decided to dedicate all his senior photos to his love of Subway sandwiches. Zach Sweeney had all his photos taken by a professional photographer inside the sandwich shop, and he posed with his favorite sandwiches. He says, everybody takes these photos out in the woods, but you and I both know that half those people couldn't survive a day out in the woods.
True.
I wanted to do something different and fun. I love sandwiches. I literally dream about sandwiches. I just think it's beautiful. These are works of art. It makes me a little teary-eyed each time I stand in line for a sandwich.
Aww.
Well,
oh, wow.
Okay.
Good for him.
Okay.
He's really into those sandwiches.
Happy to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's got a professional
cool that Subway let him do it.
That's also true.
You know?
That works out well. Right out of The Simpsons, officials at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State say, at this time, there are no signs that radiation has been released after an underground tunnel containing radioactive waste collapsed on Tuesday. Okay. At this time, they're not able to find any.
Wow.
So, we'll hope that works out for them. I'm not sure.
Hope that holds up.
Yeah. If you need a little extra money this weekend, don't forget that the lottery is $184 million. Never mind that it's like 292 to 1 to million to win.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it'll be just fine. Number of newly reported Hep C cases has swelled from 850 7 years ago to 2,400 5 years later.
Wow.
That's the latest numbers they've got from 2005. Mm. That's not a good thing.
No.
It's not.
What they're saying is the hardest hit areas in terms of the new Hep C infections, parts of Appalachia, rural areas in the Midwest and New England. Seven states like Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, New Mexico, Tennessee, and West Virginia have the highest rates that are at least twice the national average. What is going on there?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Because, and again, that's Hep C, which is, you know, bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, apparently last month, a group voted the name of the year for 2017 was Boats Boats. Okay, Boats spelled like the craft, last name B-O-T-E-S. I love spelling on the radio. Boats Boats.
Boats Boats. Boats.
However, new committee has come out with their names of the year. So the name of the year, High Committee, the winner this year is Kobe Buffalo Meat. Do you know about him?
Wait, that sounds so familiar.
He is 6'7", 285-pound offensive lineman from Lawrence, Kansas.
That's right.
Who blew up in February after he committed to Illinois State.
And his name is Kobe Buffalo Meat?
Yep. Yes.
They ask him, what do people call him? He says, some people call me Buff. Other people call me Beef. My head coach calls me Meat.
So Meat.
Kobe Buffalo Meat.
Nobody calls him Kobe?
Okay.
Nope. Coming in second was Sultan McDoom.
Okay.
Okay. Third was Aphrodite Bodycomb.
All right.
Marmaduke Trebililhock.
Marmaduke.
Yeah. Chardonnay Ponticito.
All right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fortunate Sithole. Be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy Brandy. Cuz Grandy, the fourth. Andy Brandy, Cuz Grandy.
The fourth, so they've made that mistake three times
exactly.
Before him.
Mm-hmm. And again, one that sounds made up, Quandarius Monday. Sounds like the key of Peel and Keel.
Right? Yeah, okay, exactly.
Okay, right. The zombie craze has apparently jumped the shark now. The Disney Channel is making a movie called Zombies.
Oh, come on.
Complete with song and dance numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
How do you make that appropriate for Disney?
Not sure. It takes place at a suburban high school where students have to learn to coexist with new transfer students who have come in from, wait for it,
Zombie Land.
Zombie Town.
Ooh, close.
You were close. Yeah, Zombie
they
Town.
Couldn't get the rights
I should have known.
Zombieland.
Halloween Town, yeah. Zombie Town. Yeah, yeah got
at,
it.
At the center of all this chaos are human cheerleaders and a zombie football star who, of course, fall in love. Yes. Disney is calling it, quote, an inspirational story about tolerance.
Tolerance for dead people?
Inclusion.
Who, like, eat humans?
Yeah, individuality.
Get out of here, Disney.
And conviction. Well, what else does Disney do but try to teach us that?
Right.
I know, you're right.
And it doesn't matter.
Good lessons, just interesting concept.
Yeah. Hello.
I was waiting for an appropriate time to call, okay. And I hate to interrupt the zombie talk.
Yeah, right. But
This is like a public service announcement for your listener.
Okay.
Occasionally I have a guest on the show that I think maybe your listener would be interested in.
And you think that today is such a case?
I do. Okay. I think today we have been trying to get this guy on the show for months and months.
Yeah.
Benjamin Watson is a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. Okay.
He is the author. He's written a couple of books. He has a new book out on fatherhood, but he has become basically the spokesman for race relations in the United States.
Oh.
He is on every talk show, you know, every week. This guy is unbelievably gifted as a writer and a communicator. I was with him down in Houston at a banquet in February and got to sit with him and visit with him, and he is the real deal. So I know a couple of your listener will know the name Benjamin Watson, and I'm very excited to be able to visit with him today.
And if for some reason they can't hear it, they got stuff going on, or they're leaving for the weekend, you've got it archived?
Okay. We are archived, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
he is. He's everything you've told me about.
Hopefully I don't screw it up.
Well, good luck.
Good
all
luck.
Right, thank you. I appreciate the heads up on that.
Yep.
Okay, all right, see you. All right. Yes.
I have brought you your stupid Diet Coke.
Thank you.
Stupid Diet Coke.
I don't hear anybody else in here. Is it just you and me?
No. Is it just you and me?
Oh, there's...
There.
Yeah, yeah.
There's right. Chesley.
Hey, I checked something.
What?
Because I
Thank
heard...
You.
You're going to be okay now?
All right,
okay. Good.
There we go.
Good.
We can start the show now.
Okay. One more brain cell dies.
Yeah, right.
It's only
okay.
8:27. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We're good.
Okay, so I heard the disdain in your voice when you were talking about the mousetrap video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you said,
yeah.
Oh, it went viral. And maybe that was Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I checked, and so far they've earned $2,000 on that video.
To cover medical expenses.
Yeah. Well, actually, they're British guys. They don't get hurt all that easy.
Oh, no.
But
well,
they have one
government
guy,
pays
when
for it.
Came back, he had a mousetrap in his hair. But anyway, so it got me going.
Yeah.
And I started looking.
Yeah.
And there are people on YouTube who have done the calculations for slow motion guys, and they make about $300,000 a year on videos. And Dude Perfect?
Yeah.
Over $1 million a year.
Oh,
wow.
They are raking it in.
Well, yeah.
What, and how great that every day all you have to do is get up and think about what kind of a strange video you're going to do that's over the top.
Yep.
And then you throw it out there. And when you get to people like, I guess, the slow motion guys, certainly the Dude Perfect, they got so many subscribers, they're just waiting on it.
Yeah.
Right.
They are just waiting on it.
Right.
Yeah. They've got a
built-in
market.
They got 9 million subscribers on Dude Perfect. And so immediately, that's about $10,000 just subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, and here's what happens then. And then it continues. That there's the network
they
can create is geometric.
Oh, come on. I looked at the mousetraps. I said, hey, Lily, look at this. You know, number one, two, three, four, eight, just... The best part about the mousetraps, because I know you haven't seen it and never will, but the best part was they were putting them into place on the trampoline and with a 2x4. And as he's pulling the 2x4 back, he trips one.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You knew it had to be like the dominoes, right?
Oh, yes. Just like dominoes all the way around.
There you go.
Well, it's nice to have you back, Scott.
Well, thanks, man.
How you doing, man?
Did you have fun? It was beyond belief. Yes, it was beyond belief. It was outstanding. Yeah, enjoyed it.
I've told people what you did on your vacation to slack-jawed amazement. He did what?
Yeah.
Well, I said, you know, bucket lists are bucket lists.
I'll show you a video and you'll go, yeah, I should have been there. All right, thanks a lot.
If you fly, even once in a while, you know that in-flight Wi-Fi has never lived up to its promise. American Airlines even filed a lawsuit against Gogo because of its slow service. But now, Wi-Fi at 30,000 feet may finally be coming of age. I'm Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Gogo has announced a breakthrough. Wi-Fi that's good enough to stream YouTube videos and even live stream Facebook while in the air. I could make a joke here that the next time a passenger gets taken from a seat or a flight attendant hits a young mother with a baby stroller, we might see it live, but I won't. Gogo says that it's using a new satellite system called 2KU to make real in-flight broadband possible. Each aircraft will get a 100 megabit connection to share with all passengers. This isn't great, but it's 4 times faster than the current system. The 2KU system is currently being installed on Delta, with other airlines to follow. All the tech news updated 24/7 is at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization is hosting a public meeting on Monday to receive feedback on the draft 2050 major thoroughfare concept. Executive Director Dan Rudge says this is the third draft of the plan.
We had an original one that we received about 1,500 public comments on. We then developed a second one based on those public comments, and we received another about 500 comments on the second map. And so now this third map incorporates those 500 comments.
Rudge says the come-and-go meeting is from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center. MPO representatives will be on hand to discuss the concept. You can see the current draft online at bcsmpo.org. On the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery, facing FM 2818, look for the construction of more apartments. That follows a 5-2 vote by the College Station City Council to change the land use for a four-story, 142-unit complex. Barry Moore moved to approve the project.
I've racked my brain to think what else could go there, and I think there's two options. One would be something similar to the neighboring property that Mr. Shiston also owns, but as he said, he spent a decade trying to market it as that kind of property, and just it hasn't worked. I think this is going to be a viable project. I think it makes sense.
In other business, owner-occupants of single-family homes in College Station's oldest neighborhoods will get more protection from future construction of stealth dorms. That's after the City Council last night unanimously closed a loophole in development regulations passed 5 years ago. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. Approaching the first anniversary of flash flooding in Bryan, the City Council next Tuesday will consider repairs to major waterways.
Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes spending $94,000 from the drainage fee fund to study erosion problems along two creeks. One's Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located from Apple Creek Court to Cherry Creek Circle. The consultant will also study Burton Creek above Villa Maria off Carter Creek Parkway and between Rosemary and East 29th. The erosion study also includes a contract to design repairs along Briar Creek behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle. That's after erosion took out a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the foundation of the home. During Tuesday's council workshop, staff will present recommendations for the city's next capital improvements plan.
We've talked a lot about drainage in Bryan, so we've tried to squeeze as many drainage improvement projects as we could in this program.
City Engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniac said several neighborhoods are targeted for drainage improvements for the years 2018 through 2022. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you support limited government, you like what the Texas legislature has done so far this session. So says third-term state representative Kyle Cassell of College Station.
This will probably be the fewest bills ever signed by a governor or passed by a legislature in Texas.
Cassell on our show says going into the last day to hear House bills, the governor has signed only six bills, and only one of those originated in the lower chamber. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 64 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You won't believe the Mother's Day savings going on now at Brazos Valley Hyundai. Like $5,000 off 2017 Hyundai Elantras and 2017 Hyundai Tucsons. $5,000 off, you choose. Or get $7,000 off 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports at Brazos Valley Hyundai. And wait for it, $9,000 off 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A brand new Hyundai Sonata for $9,000 off. We're located on the Highway 6 bypass at Briarcrest, so come see us or find your new ride first at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. We love our moms at Brazos Valley Hyundai, and we don't want you to forget yours this weekend. So save big with $5,000 off Elantras and Tucsons, $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Sonatas. Only this weekend and only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
At United Country Coleman and Patterson, our team has a story to tell. One of homegrown, hometown individuals united in a common cause. To find buyers for your property, to assist with your lifestyle choice in a home or acreage, and to do so with professionalism and care. Hi, I'm Brett Richards. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, it's all about growing together in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. At United Country Coleman and Patterson, we sell lifestyle. We invite you to get to know us at ColemanandPatterson.com.
837, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
The cold front has swept the shower and thunderstorm activity out of the state. We'll see sunshine today. It'll be a bit breezy. Temperatures up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. High pressure is going to settle in across the state just in time for the Mother's Day weekend. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Should be sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 85. Clear 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Sunny and warm Sunday. High's Mother's Day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:38, time to talk about things going on in the City of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing great.
Since you didn't want to talk, I see you brought a guest again.
Yes, you're correct. Actually, I do not believe this gentleman has been on this show since he and I have been with the City of College Station.
Is that
Station.
Right? Wow, yes. So first-timer.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, second-timer.
Okay.
Many years ago when I was with the City of Bryan, Jay brought me over here.
Okay.
Yep.
So, okay, that's it.
So
right.
It's been a long time. Okay,
we did this once before. We just had different logos on the shirts.
Okay, that's yeah, it. That's it. So you got different shirts out of the deal. David Schmidt's here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. Clearly, parks is something that is a real quality of life, no matter what size your city is. Let's talk about any kind of new projects. What's on the horizon right now?
Well, the hottest projects out there right now underway actually were put forth in the 2008 bond election, and so we're finally building those facilities. The Lincoln Center is getting expanded. It's doubling in size, and if you haven't been over to that area to see it, we are adding another gymnasium and several activity rooms, and so that project's going on right now. When the new building's done, we'll move everything from the existing building over to it and then renovate the old building. Wow. So hopefully at this time next year, we'll have two brand new buildings, the same location. Lincoln Center will double in capacity, and things will be going great.
Well, and that's a historic site, too. College Station is still a relatively young city as cities go, and being the old Lincoln campus, that's a historic area.
Well, we're definitely trying to keep the history as part of the renovations over there because that is very important, especially to that local community over there and to the city.
David Schmidt's with us this morning from the City of College Station. The concept of super parks, those words are used a lot, and we've used them here. Is Veterans Park considered a super park now, or is it going to move on to become one?
Well, I think it's pretty super.
Yeah.
in fact, we're starting to be recognized nationally. Just this last week, we were notified from one of the sports venue magazines that Veterans Park was rated in the top 10 multi-sport venues in the United States. So we're very proud of that. We have a lot more going on out there. We'll be adding more artificial turf fields. So that's in the process right now. We're looking at design and what that'll take. Hopefully have two more of those fields there at this time next year. And then we have plans for an additional two after that.
So. Now, and so that will be a super park complex. Do you foresee another super park complex geographically in another part of the city?
We do. We're actually looking down at the south part of town, close to the old landfill. We have some property down there. The location is good. It's not in a residential area. So when you have active parks, you want to locate them where they're easy to get to, but not necessarily across the street from where you're living. Mm-hmm. So we do have some property down there. We're looking at, in the future, what are our needs? We're really pushing the sports tourism. So that would be something that maybe it'll pay for itself. If we build these multi-million-dollar facilities, we bring people to town, we recoup the money. So we're definitely looking at that.
Well, and that is one thing that is ongoing no matter what. That's a real economic boost that really is under the surface for the general townspeople. I'll drive by and I'll see there's some softball tournament, something going on. But those really do bring some bucks in.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's talk YMCA. Where would we be on that project?
Well, that's not a city project.
Right.
But our mayor obviously has been very involved in that, and I've been on the committees that he's met with the different organizations and groups. But this community is growing by leaps and bounds. We need more indoor recreation facilities, and the YMCA would be a way for the city to actually get a recreation type of facility without it being on the backs of the citizens. So in that respect, it's a really good thing. But if you ask my staff, we think we can do the same thing just as well, if not better, and serve the citizens. So we're also pushing on our side for a community recreation center, and we've been doing that for several years.
David Schmitz here, the director of parks for College Station. Okay, if you go back and you're an old guy like I am, swimming pools were a really important part of parks because most people didn't have swimming pools, and that was your only opportunity to do that. In some cases, it was a YMCA or from the city. But now more and more people have pools. Tell me how important pools are. What percentage of the importance do pools play in College Station?
Well, one of the things with swimming pools, we want to make sure that just about everybody around knows how to swim. So the pools, in my opinion, that's our number one mission, is to drown-proof, so to say, the population. It's tragic when we read or hear about people drowning. And mm-hmm. So the swimming pools, they meet that. So we've got an extensive program. We're registering right now, in fact, for the summer. So it's important in that respect. For recreation purposes, the hottest thing out are splash pads, mm-hmm. because you don't have to staff them. So they're a lot less expensive for cities to run. You still get the great aquatic recreational to the city. And so those two together make a pretty good combination.
What other splash pads do we have on the horizon in College Station?
Well, we're looking at putting one out at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. That'd be more of a destination splash pad. We're looking around town at different community parks because, you know, when you put them in a park, people will drive to them. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure you have enough parking and restrooms and those kinds of things. So, and they're not cheap. So then you've got to make sure that you get the biggest bang for your buck.
But maintenance is much less by comparison to
yes,
a pool,
sir.
Certainly. I guess we ought to address the question of safety. I mean, that's been a question. You may get injured in a park, but that's been true as long as parks have been around. So what does the city do to try to make parks as fun yet safe as possible?
You know, the city council, excuse me, for the last several years has been very supportive of maintaining the parks we have, and that's where the safety part comes in. Playground units that are 20-plus years old, they're just worn out, they're just loved to death. We have been going out and replacing those and putting new playground units out into the parks, putting the newest, greatest fall areas underneath those playgrounds because of the safety issues. So we've got great support from our council. We've been hitting it hard. I think over the last 3 years, we've hit close to 40 of our parks, renovating them. It will continue. And in the meantime, we're building new parks also.
Well, we're finding more and more, too. I think that as kids' activities diminish in school, it doesn't necessarily help them in the classroom. I mean, a moving child is a learning child, and that's part of the equation, too.
Well, there's been some studies out there that the kids that get that chance to go out the recess or the physical education classes actually helps them in the classroom. And so that's something that the teachers push. My wife is a former PE teacher at an elementary school in Bryan, and that was one of her big pushes is, hey, let the kids out. Let me take care of them. They'll come back to your classrooms worn out, ready to study, and their brains are active, and so it helps.
Sure. Finally, I didn't know that, I guess it makes sense, that you get accredited as you would with anything else, and that's part of the process as well.
Well, one of the things College Station likes to brag about, being the best of the best, and Steve Beachy, before he left, that was one of his crowning glories, was to get the College Station Parks and Recreation Department nationally accredited, and that is continuing. Every 5 years, we have to prove our worth that we're continuing to meet all the standards at the national level. And just this past week, we had a team come in. One was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, another one from Florida, and one from Indianapolis. They flew in here. In fact, they fly out this morning. But they met with staff. They've met with council. They've met with all the city manager's office, a lot of the local community groups, to make sure that College Station is still up to par as far as the national accreditation. And we're pretty proud. We're one of 11 cities in Texas. There are only 151 cities in the United States that are accredited, so we're very proud of that.
Outstanding. If there wants more information, you've got a webpage for them.
That's NRPA.
Okay.
So you'll see the CAPR accreditation there. 150 or 60 different standards we have to meet.
Wow.
And it's pretty stiff. We can only miss 6 of those standards.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, we'll find out in September when we go to the national conference whether or not we're continuing to be accredited.
Fingers crossed. Thanks for the time this morning. What else you got for us?
Another edition of Starlight Music Series is tomorrow out at Wolfpen Creek. Will Hoag out there as a solo act. Also have guests Bonnie Bishop and Joey McGee. You can find out more about the Starlight Music Series at cstx.gov/starlight.
All right. We visit with folks from the city of College Station every Friday on News Talk 1620 WTAW. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Back in my generation, and even my parents' generation, what we now call hotels, for any type of establishment that is such, we called them motels if they were small, one or two stories. Even called them tourist courts for a time. And I've discovered in Rockdale what they call the oldest motel in Texas. So you know what I did? I got out, found a Texas historical marker right there on the grounds, and of course, I read it. And it's the Rainbow Tourist Camp and Courts, and they call themselves the oldest motel in Texas. And indeed, there's a Texas Historical Commission landmark that was set here just 2 years ago in 2015, and here's what it says. In the first decades of the 20th century, affordable roadside accommodations began with campsites equipped with amenities. These eventually developed into cottage-style courts in the 1920s. Nathan Monroe Bullock, a member of the State Mining Board, opened Rainbow Tourist Camp near his Rockdale home in 1918. By the 1920s, Bullock and his wife Lenora added cottages to the camp. A fire destroyed Bullock's house in 1930, and he rebuilt it with an attached motel office and constructed additional cottages. In 1936, when U.S. Highway 79 was built through town, business boomed and Bullock called in his brother, Ira Benjamin, to assist in running the courts. After N.M. Bullock died in 1945, his brother purchased the tourist courts. He purchased additional space, added more rooms, and renovated much of the facilities. I.B. Bullock died in 1970, and in 1975, his wife, Algia May Bullock, sold Rainbow Courts Motel to their daughter and her husband. Many of the cottages present are the original structures from the 1920s. Although renovated, the cottages were originally constructed as wood frame with piers and beam foundations. The cottages were built to include carports within an inline power-sharing design. The Mission Revival-style cottages' parapets and flat roofs have been covered with gable metal roofs. The motel office was remodeled with an Austin stone veneer in the 1950s. The layout of the motel cottages is still a classic U-shape. Iris plants, first planted by Lenora Bullock, still bloom on the property. Rainbow Courts had a significant impact on the evolution of travel and tourism in Rockdale and the state of Texas. That's a recorded Texas historical landmark in 2015. Rainbow Tourist Camp and Courts, the oldest motel in Texas, they call themselves. It's right on Highway 79 as you go into Rockdale. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville in Rockdale. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Hi, this is Cherry Ruffino bringing you the 2017 current housing market update. Today's average sales price is $232,200, up 3.6%. We have 926 homes on the market, which is 20% more than last year. That's 105 days of inventory. We're still holding at 92 days on the market. Yes, it's still a seller's market. Want a free home evaluation? Call Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, a trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, hey, 7 minutes till. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I just got two more Cokes delivered to me.
See what happens when you complain.
I know. See, there. So
the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's it. So I'll put those in the bag, and I'll leave them in the refrigerator. That way I'll have two there forever. Cat brought me some a long time ago. And I kept them under there so long that they went flat. I called them Cat Cokes, but it was very
Cokes.
Nice of her to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, story of Jacob Peters. He's a photographer contacted by a man last week who needed someone to secretly shoot the romantic sunrise engagement from afar at a popular Arkansas landmark known as Hawksbill Crag. Okay, so the man wanted to surprise his soon-to-be fiance with these pictures. So after arriving at 4:45 a.m., Jacob got his 30 pounds of gear ready, headed up to the proposal spot, arrived there, got all set up at about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, so he's ready to shoot this for when the couple arrives. At 6:17, young couple walks up into the crag. In a distance, Peter begins shooting. After a few minutes of standing on the rock in the outcropping, the man pulls a ring out, gets down on one knee, proposes. He continued snapping even after the couple sat down and began to enjoy the sunrise. After 15 minutes, packed up his belongings, did the hour-long hike back to his car and drove home. Yeah.
Oof.
When he got home, sent a text to the newly engaged man saying, "Congratulations, the photos are beautiful." When he woke up, stunned to find the following text from the client: "I'm confused. We never saw you. We got there a little late. Are you sure it was us?"
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
"I was in a blue plaid shirt. Turns out the proposals that he photographed
was someone
was
else.
Somebody else.
Oh, wow.
Another pair had come up with the exact same idea same day."
Oh, wow.
So he's out like $50 in food and gas and the time, and I don't know if he'll ever find those people, but...
And they did, and the couple didn't end up with engagement pictures.
Right, because they don't even know. They have no idea. Maybe.
And yeah, and the other people do have engagement pictures, and they're. Oh.
So wow. Maybe it'll come out in social media, and they'll be able
it's
to find him.
It's also slightly creepy to think that someone could be out there taking pictures
that's
of
also
you.
True. That's uh-huh. another way to look at it.
In the middle of the woods at sunrise.
Yep. Another
maybe he could just take their faces from other pictures and just Photoshop them on the ones that
perfect.
He took.
Perfect.
Who? And actually,
except the blue plaid shirt, Brad.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be in there.
That's the other problem is that you'd know it's not you.
You should have let them know. I mean, I guess you could have never expected another couple in such a isolated spot.
Everything would work that way. All right, here we go. One more time on multitasking. Now this is interesting because I think most humans are the only ones who can actually do two things at once, really. I mean, you can start a load of wash and then go do something else. Animals don't. Other animals don't think that way.
Because they don't have laundry.
Exactly. They don't, really. Multitasking may reduce your productivity, and now there's a new study that this may happen because multitasking interferes with certain types of brain activity. All right. Here's what they did. Volunteers were asked to watch short segments of three different movies, from Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and James Bond. One group was asked to watch three movie clips. Each clip was 6.5 minutes, and they were viewed with no interruptions, in sequence with no interruptions. Another group watched the same movie clips with the same length, but those clips were out of sequence. Each movie was broken into 50-second segments. So they go from one movie to another, interrupting a flow down to the next one, then to the next one, then back to the first one in 50-second increments. Using brain imaging scans, the researchers found that the parts of the brain responsible for combining pieces of information into sequences that make those scenes make sense in your mind could not do that because they weren't looking at the 6.5-minute segment like that. They were looking at 50-second segments. Does that make sense then?
No.
You get that's what I mean. Why would you do that? Because I don't think that we function that way.
No.
When we multitask, we do not do that.
That's not a good study for multitasking. Like a memory study.
Right. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like they were trying to come up with something that would allow them to prove their point, so they did.
Yeah, well.
All right. In a moment. The terror of avocado hand.
Oh, no. I was frustrated about my weight. Anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hey there, what's up? Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I got a question for you that you might ask one of our state reps next time you got one on the phone.
Okay.
This bill that's supposed to be doing away with the state inspection.
Yeah.
They're saying it's going to save us $7.50. Why is it that it's not going to save us $14? Because we've been paying $14 for years for inspection.
Oh, I thought they cost $7.
No, they were $14, and you had to, and they split the cost when they changed to the one sticker. They split the cost. You paid $7.50.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, I'll find out about that. Thanks. In the meantime, avocado hand.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's real. It's horrifying.
Oh.
Yes, because apparently people they're having serious stab and slash injuries. So they're trying to, as they try to open up the fruit. Here's the problem. This story is from the UK. Those people have no damn business trying to eat avocados.
Yeah.
People from Great
don't even know what guacamole
is. They don't know what that is. Anyway, so now they're putting out, they go to CaliforniaAvocado.com to tell you how to open an avocado safely. Come on. People
avocado
from Europe just shouldn't.
Man.
That's it. So there.
See if or learn how to use a knife.
We could do that too. We're back Monday. WTAW Conversation.